It's been almost 2 weeks since President Trump signed an executive order to end the separation of immigrant families, and many parents still have not been reunited with their kids. Protests are growing against the zero-tolerance immigration policies of the Trump administration, and specifically, many people are marching against the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. That would be ICE.
In a moment, we'll speak to one lawmaker who's introducing legislation to abolish ICE. First, the protests. In all 50 states, people marched through the streets over the weekend.
The people united will never be divided!
This sound comes from New York, where protesters filled the Brooklyn Bridge from end to end.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, pop star John Legend debuted a new song he had written for the rally.
Can't see the use in me crying if I'm not even trying to make the change I want to see.
And it wasn't just in big cities. Antler, North Dakota, has a population of 27. More than half the town came out, holding signs saying, "Reunite families now."
Many of the protests specifically targeted ICE for carrying out the Trump administration's detention and deportation policies. In Atlanta, protesters threw frozen water bottles and other things at police outside the city jail. ICE uses that jail as a detention facility.